For over 10,000 years, mankind has pondered the existence of the augmented cord. Why is it here? What does it want? And how can anyone use a cord that sounds like this? To discover the answers to these questions, we must venture forth into a strange and unfamiliar world. The dimension of augmentation.
Let's start with the basics and then gradually introduce some more complex concepts. For starters, an augmented triad is very easy to build. All you have to do is start on a root, like C, and then travel four half steps, or four frets, and that'll take you to the note E. And then you just have to travel another four half steps to get to the note G sharp. And if you try traveling another four half steps, you'll just end up on a C again. So the notes C, E, and G sharp are the three notes of a C augmented chord. And maybe you can hear, all on its own, a C augmented chord is not very comfortable. I think a good way to approach a chord first is just by isolating it, quarantining it, and thinking and try to identify what it sounds like, what it feels like. Can you get a grip on this chord? I wouldn't describe it as bright. I wouldn't describe it as sad. It's somewhere in between. It's like this tonal purgatory. And to me personally, it's very uncomfortable. It evokes a big floating question mark. A real sense of uneasiness. And as a composer, when I find a chord that evokes an emotion like that, even an ambiguous emotion, I use that as a composing device. A really simple way to use the augmented chord is to just go up and down it and let it be awkward. This is a great way to make something sci-fi and spooky and uncomfortable. Like the very beginning of this video, that is all I used was nothing but augmented chords. Because I figured all on their own, they have enough weirdness to evoke some really strange emotions. So, a good way to start using augmented chords in the simplest way is to just use them to be weird, because they are naturally pretty weird. However, if you know a little bit of music theory, you can go a lot farther than just sounding weird with them. Hopefully by now you know that every single major key has seven different chords in it. For example, let's take a look at the key of A major. A major has an A, a B minor, a C sharp minor, a D major, an E major, an F sharp minor, and a G sharp half diminished. Those are the seven chords in the key of A. Hopefully, you also know that the 5 chord, the dominant chord, works really well as a way to get back to the 1 chord. We often hear 5 to 1, E major to A major. Sometimes you'll hear it as an E7 instead, right? What I'm here to tell you is that we can take the 5 chord and we can make it an augmented chord instead, and it'll give us a more colorful and ritzier way to get back to our 1 chord. So let's build an E augmented triad. We start on E, we travel four half steps, it takes us to the note G sharp, we travel another four half steps, it takes us to the note C. Technically, we should call that a B sharp, but we're not gonna get into that stuff today. And those three notes, E, G sharp, and C, give us the notes of an E augmented chord. And E augmented will take us to A major. Do you hear that? E augmented, back to A. Very good resolution to help pop us back into A. And it's a little bit chunkier than our normal 5-to-1, right? Our 5-to-1 was normally, and that's pretty smooth, pretty bold, pretty clean. This is a little more grotesque of a way, but I think it's a really fun and an interesting way if you haven't heard or played with it before. The greatest example of this ever being used is at the very beginning of the Beatles' Oh Darling. The first thing they serve up for you is this grotesque pile of E augmented chord. And then, at just the perfect time, Paul McCartney comes screaming in the key of A with the band to hit. Oh, darling! So long story short, you can always use an augmented chord as your 5 chord. Just keep in mind that it is introducing a note that's outside of the key. Like when I play this E augmented has a C in it, or a B sharp, and that note's not in the key of A. So just be aware, anytime you're doing that, you're gonna have to accommodate for that out of tune note, or that out of key note. Now the next step for us will be to add some notes to our augmented triad. Let's stick around with this E augmented chord, for example, which is just an E, a G sharp, and a C, or a B sharp. And those three notes are the E augmented triad. What we can do is we can add the flat seventh to that. We could add a D note to that, and what we'd get is a chord called E augmented seventh. or we could call it E7 with a sharp 5. Both names are suitable for that chord. And once again, this serves as a great dominant chord. This serves as a great way to take us to A major. A chunky, really tense way to take us back to A major. You could also add a major 7th to your E augmented triad. So we've got E, G sharp, B sharp, and D sharp. And that is a much stranger chord, in my opinion, and really kind of gets into that tonal purgatory once again. To me, this is one of the strangest chords you can possibly piece together, but it still somehow resolves to A major, right? You can still use it as a very interesting way to get back to your tonic if you sub it in for your 5 chord, but you've got quite a bit of out of keyness going on there. Next, let's talk about voice leading and how we can get from one chord to another chord by using an augmented triad. Voice leading refers to the movement of the notes within the progressions themselves. And if we look at a simple progression, like taking an A major and then augmenting the fifth, that's really what the word augmented means. It means we're taking that fifth and sharpening it and augmenting it up a half step. So we're going from A major, which has A, C sharp, and E. We're augmenting that fifth, so it becomes an E sharp, or an F if you want to call it that. And now we have this natural movement of an E note to an F note, and that sort of implies an F sharp note coming up next. So we have this natural movement within this chord progression that is pulling us to the note F sharp, and we could do like an F sharp minor chord there, and it completes that passage. And F sharp minor is in the key of A, right? F sharp minor is my 6th chord. So if I want to get from my 1 chord to my 6th chord, I have a really cool way to do that by playing an augmented chord in between, and it easily completes that little gap right there. We could also do it to help get to my 4 chord. My 4 chord is D major, and that has an F sharp in it. So what if I played A major and then A augmented? That's going to help pull me to D major, because D major has a high F sharp in it. Once again, that voice is leading us to that next note in the chord. What about my 2 chord, right? My 2 chord is B minor. B minor has an F sharp in it. So once again, A major, A augmented, helps lead me to B minor with an F sharp in the melody. And then I could complete this progression by playing my regular 5 chord, E major, right? So A major, A augmented, B minor, and then the 5 chord. Now, if you remember, we can use our 5 chord, we can throw an augmented chord there instead. Or we could do an augmented 7th chord instead. So let's do that. Let's play, instead of E major, let's play E augmented 7th. Or, yeah, E augmented 7 to help us get back to A. And we'll have A major, A augmented, B minor, E augmented 7th, back to A. And you can hear this is got a lot of old-time ritzy flavor to it. I kind of think of like ragtime, and you know, it's a little bit older when you start getting a lot of augmented chords in there. I think of like swing music. I don't know if maybe I'm mishearing how much augmented stuff was going on back then, but it certainly doesn't feel like modern music when you've got a lot of augmented chords going on. Now, one thing you may have picked up on by now is that since there's only 3 notes in this augmented chord, and since it's a symmetrical chord, that means there can really only be 4 different augmented chords. If I look at the notes of a C augmented, they are the exact same notes as an E augmented, and the same notes of a G sharp augmented. The only difference between these chords is what note is on the bass. So a C augmented is an E augmented, and it is a G sharp augmented, and the bass note is really the only thing that determines the order of those notes. Now, once you realize that there's only 4 augmented chords, you may challenge yourself to write a piece using all 4 of them. And here's what I did to complete that challenge. Starting off with a C major, and then immediately augmenting it to play a C augmented. That'll help voice lead me to get to a D minor chord. After that, I play my 5 chord, which is just G7, and I augment that, and that'll help voice lead me to an E minor, which is the 3 chord. From there, I'm going to snap into what I would have played as an A7, but instead of A7, I'm going to play it as an A augmented to get me to a D chord. And once I get to D, it's like I can play the entire chord progression over again, just modulated up a whole step. So once again, I'm going to take my tonic, and I'm going to augment it, and then I'm going to help take that to my 2 chord, which would be E minor. And then I'm going to go to my 5 chord and then augment that. And then it's going to take me to my 6 chord. And then the 5 of 5, or the 5 of 2, to take me to a brand new key, which is going to be E major now. So I've got this infinitely modulating chord progression, and augmented chords are the main device of modulation right there, using them as dominant chords and secondary dominant chords. Now, it's really not convenient for me to play it on the guitar, and I thought it would sound great as like a ragtime piece. So I sent these chords off to my friend Mike Mugley, and he was able to take these chords and put a pretty good spin on them. He also live streamed the whole process, so if you're interested in seeing him work, you can check out the video below. Fair warning, things are going to get really weird here. The augmented triad on its own is pretty disconnected. It's pretty uncomfortable. What if I told you we could have a whole tonality that is built around that augmented chord? Well, we could, and if you think about the melodic minor scale, it has an augmented chord in it. And we could write in that modal key. Let's take a look at F sharp melodic minor and figure out all those chords and all those notes. But instead of focusing on F sharp minor, what we'll focus on is the third chord, which is A augmented. So we're playing the notes of F sharp melodic minor, we're playing the chords of F sharp melodic minor, but it's all being centered around an A augmented triad. And what you get is this scale with a root, a second, a third, a sharp four, a sharp five, a six, and a seven, and a tonic. Which is just a weird, very uncomfortable, very indistinct tonality. And openly, there's not a lot of use cases for this, but if you're into film score or if you're into like cinematic, ambient stuff, I feel this is a very valuable tool to not be in a tonality at all, to not be in major or minor. I feel it's so like gross and uncomfortable and weird that you could take the most innocent, happy imagery and pair it up with this kind of music, and you're gonna get creeped out or unnerved. One last relationship here that I want to bring up about these augmented triads. Let's take any augmented triad, like A augmented, which is A, C sharp, and F. I'm going to call it an F. Now, if we pick any note in an augmented triad, like let's pick the F, and think about the note that's a half step above it. That's an F sharp. And if I put F sharp on the bass, boom, I've got an F sharp minor major seventh chord. All right, and that'll happen in any note in the chord. So once again, here's an A augmented triad. Let's pick another note in that triad, which was C sharp. A half step above that is the note D. And if I play a D on the bass, I've got the notes of a D minor major seventh. Pretty weird, right? And I could do it on the other note here. The other note in my chord was an A. A half step above that is the note A sharp or B flat. So if I put a B flat on the bass, listen. I have the notes of a B flat minor major seventh chord. So when you hear minor major seventh chords and they feel a little augmented to you, there's no questioning why. I mean, there's actually augmented triads within every minor major seventh chord. So you could really call something like, you know, this was that D minor major seventh. We could call this A augmented slash D. I just think that's a very, you know, sometimes that might be the right way to call it, sometimes it might not, but it is important to keep in mind that any augmented triad is only one note away from being a minor major seventh chord. Now that pretty much does it for me. It's taken me a very long time in my musical career to really get any grasp on augmented. And even after all these years, this is about all I've got for you. They sound weird and uncomfortable. You can use them as dominant chords. Try stacking some other tones on top of them. But this is just the stuff that I've discovered. I really do encourage you to experiment and also check out other lessons on these topics. tricks, because no one teacher is going to have all the answers and all the tricks for you. But if you enjoyed the tricks that I had in this video, please thank my Patreon supporters for making these lessons possible. Without them, these lessons would not exist. If you'd like to join them, you can. There's links below in the description. But if you don't want to do that, please leave a like or a comment or subscribe. All that kind of stuff helps me out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.